This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. And interesting, we were talking about Obama's last press conference of the year and how much time he spent on Obamacare, reassuring us all it's working just fine. We're getting a report just now that as Americans flock to healthcare.gov ahead of the December 23rd deadline for enrollment, once again they are being greeted by "come back later." And again, somebody has to stand up and say, this thing has failed completely. Fox News is running a story about how the security on healthcare.gov may be non-existent. We already reported on that. It's wide open. Anyway, for those of you watching on BAMUser TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on Fridays to talk about her unique perspective on the world. And what is your first story?
Well, sweetheart, I have been scratching my head about this kerfuffle between the U.S. and India when an Indian diplomat was arrested and more, and I'll get to that later. They have been trying, the American side has been trying to put out the olive branch. The Indian government is telling Americans times have changed after this controversy. Now, this lady was allegedly going to be prosecuted for not paying her maid the New York State mandated minimum wage, and there were some real estate issues. Now, to me, that is make restitution, don't do it again, and, you know, pay whatever penalty or fee.
It seems a very, very minor issue.
Yeah.
To justify arresting and strip searching and cavity searching this woman.
Now, here's the deal, and I did a little bit of searching this morning before I came on the show. The gentleman who had this done is U.S. Federal Prosecutor Preet Bharara, an Indian American. And, you know, he said that this lady was arrested in the most discreet way possible and that his sole motivation was to uphold the rule of law. Okay, so let me get this straight. So now upholding the rule of law means strip searching and body cavity searching anyone who is suspected of doing something wrong, let alone an Indian diplomat.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Normally, strip searching and body cavity searching is what you do to people suspected of having drugs on their person
Or
some kind of a terror weapon. This is a paperwork snafu.
Yeah. And what I have to ask is, why would this happen, and why is this the guy who's been chosen to do this or allowed to do this by his superiors? Because this guy has an amazing track record at prosecuting and convicting inside traitors here in this country. And I stumbled upon an article in the Pakistan Observer, and the observation that they made was, and here is the very brain-dead quality of thinking that comes from Washington. And they were speculating, was it possibly to win Indian concessions on some sort of mutual pact? And it's apparent that neither Bharara nor those in the State Department who permitted this to happen had any difficulties at all, not only about humiliating this gal, but also humiliating her country.
Which is very, very dangerous,
yeah.
Because if you thought you were having trouble getting to your call center for your product support before,
it
going to be out of control? It is. You have to wonder. This is obviously politically motivated.
Yeah.
Normally, diplomats are cut a great deal of slack on the local crime, especially the Israeli diplomats. This looks like they were searching for an excuse to harass and humiliate and embarrass this lady.
Yeah.
And again, we know the U.S. is trying to kick up wars in that part of the world. Are they looking to perhaps find a justification? Are they doing this to aid Pakistan in order to buy off Pakistan from all the drone strikes?
It's insane.
There is something that stinks to high heaven about this.
Yeah, and if it was deliberate on the part of the U.S. government, it was ham-fistedly, pig-headedly counterproductive. I will not at all be surprised when I see that India has recalled its top diplomat.
Well, India has already taken down all of the crowd control barriers around the U.S. embassy.
Yeah.
And that is sending a clear message that if the Indian people rise up and attack that embassy, the government of India has no intentions whatsoever of intervening.
There will be no retribution.
Maybe that's what the U.S. wants, another embassy kidnapped hostage situation. But again, the reaction to this payment issue, and apparently the person who is at the heart of this whole payment issue has a very clouded past. It just looks to me like this is some kind of a diplomatic provocation to try and somehow justify a separation of Indian and U.S. political agendas.
You know, and looking at the long term, because Vlad Putin thinks long term, I would not be surprised if Vladimir Putin was making some very interesting long-term overtures to India, both economic and in terms of infrastructure. That is Russia's chance to come in and play nice. So I don't understand this. It is stupid if that's what the U.S. thought they were going to get, i.e. concessions. Now I'd kind of like to move over to another topic completely. And it's the Merry Christmas from the U.S. government, the finest government money can buy. 1.3 million long-term unemployed Americans are going to lose their benefits right after Christmas. Congratulations from the U.S. government. You can't feed yourself or your kids and just have a great new year. And I was watching an observation by Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma. The Republican position all along has been, we need to go back to normal here at some point. But the job, what he doesn't get, and people who think this is perfectly fine do not get, the labor market isn't back to normal. There are almost 3 Americans looking for work for every full-time position that's available, a ratio that's tougher than it was during the worst days of the year 2000 depression. And I'm wondering, is the government trying to foment riots in the street, food riots, because people can't eat?
They may be doing that, but the idea is you can't simply say we're going to go back to normal in terms of handling unemployment, because normal also includes having adequate jobs for the American people to work at.
That's right.
That means manufacturing jobs and agricultural jobs where they can transform their labor into real wealth with which to feed the bottom of this giant pyramid.
Right.
And simply saying we're going to go back to the support system we had before, when the total jobless population of this country is something like almost 40%.
Yeah.
People have lost their high-paying jobs. They've had to take lower-paying jobs, sometimes 2 and 3 and 4 jobs just to get by.
Right.
You can't simply say we declare by imperial edict we're going back to the normal way of handling the unemployed until you've got enough jobs to where the unemployment levels go back to what they were before. Not these phony numbers that they're coming out with now to say 6 and 7%, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
We know they're lying about those numbers. I think what's going on here is, even with the new budget deal, this government is broke. They're still throwing money at Israel. They're still throwing money at the war machine. Mm-hmm. We're in a wartime economy, and this government is literally going to starve this nation to keep feeding the war machine, because from where I sit, the U.S. is losing all these wars.
Yep. I mean, tell me the metric by which you can say we, quote-unquote, won in Iraq or are, quote-unquote, winning in Afghanistan. no one I know who is a thinking person can say this with a straight face.
Well, again, certainly in terms of the stated objectives of going into Iraq to get rid of their weapons of mass destruction, which they didn't have,
yep.
to punish them for 9/11, which they had nothing to do with,
right.
and even George W. Bush admitted that on tape, and to punish Iraq for supporting al-Qaeda, which turned out also to be bogus. They were ideological enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win a war where the stated objectives are all total lies. The real objective was to force Iraq's oil back onto the market only for U.S. dollars.
Right.
And in that context, Iraq
yeah.
was a success.
Mm-hmm.
But that's certainly a tough sell to the American people. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Right.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe. And a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, sir. Pleasure talking to you again. Just wanted to know what the main economic drivers that are of Russia and how well they're doing on their economy.
Well, the main economic drive in Russia is twofold. First of all, they still have much of their manufacturing and agriculture. In fact, their agriculture is enjoying a boom time as countries turn away from America's GMO crops and are importing non-GMO crops. Russia is finding markets all over the world. The second situation, and the reason we're seeing all this Russia bashing here in the United States, Vladimir Putin took state control of their central bank. It's still privately owned, but Russia is running that state central bank with an eye toward a public currency as a public utility. And that is one of the reasons why Russia's economy is doing so incredibly well, and that is why all the private central bankers in the West absolutely hate Putin and would just love to see some kind of a war between the U.S. and Russia, which, by the way, the U.S. will lose, but the bankers don't really care.
And also there is the oil and gas sector that they have taken a tremendous monopoly in as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
Russia has developed a lot of oil and gas on its own territory. It is selling to countries without going through the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. doesn't get its piece of the action of that oil trade. And same thing we're seeing over there in China. The U.S. is literally trying to force the world back to the petrodollar and Bretton Woods through force of arms. And in the long run, they can't do it. Countries are leaving the dollar faster than they can be conquered.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And Claire, your next story was about North and South Korea making stink face at each other.
Yes. North Korea warns the South of merciless strike for Kim dynasty effigies. And this warning was contained in a message sent yesterday by the Secretariat of the National Defense Commission, the North's highest military body, through a military hotline. Apparently in rallies on Tuesday to mark the death anniversary of Kim Jong-il, Southern Korean conservative groups burned effigies not only of Kim Jong-un's late father and grandfather, but of Kim Jong-un himself. Now, this morning I did something that I thought was kind of interesting. I wrote a memo to Kim Jong-un. And in that memo I said, "Sir, I don't like you. I don't like your politics. Here we have Duck Dynasty. There we've got Dictator Dynasty. But having said that, sir, I would strongly caution you not to lash out militarily at this recent set of demonstrations in South Korea because they were most probably engineered by U.S. agents provocateurs. Now, the U.S. government is salivating to justify a war against China because of its economic rise and the rise of the renminbi. And any military action against South Korea will give the U.S. government its justification for doing so. The U.S. government is attempting to provoke North Korea to military action, hoping that China will respond in its behalf militarily against South Korea with U.S. backing North Korea."
This is the second front for the coming war with China after Japan. And, you know, we've posted photos many times of parades like in places like Germany where they openly lampoon and spoof America's political leadership.
Oh,
we don't declare war on these countries. And I wish Kim Jong-un would stop being this insecure blowhard who's trying to cover up for his own insecurities as ruler of a nation by just screaming and, and yelling and lashing out at people. But at the same time, the U.S. is clearly using that proclivity to try and escalate the situation between North and South Korea. And again, the goal is not North Korea.
No.
The goal is a war with China, which would allow the United States to stiff China for all the money that's been borrowed from China, to require U.S. allies to stop using the yuan and the renminbi and force them back onto Bretton Woods. There is a huge financial motive behind this rush to war to try and create a war with China.
Oh, absolutely. And I, as I said in my little memo, sir, as we say in our colloquial American English, don't swallow the bait.
Yes.
Don't
very
let them
much
goad
so.
You.
Very much so.
Yes.
All righty. We've got another caller on the line. Kathy in Massachusetts. Aloha, Kathy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Let me get you off speakerphone. I'm rapping, and they caught me off guard that fast that you pulled me up. Claire, I want to say hello, and I just appreciate you guys as you guys seem to have this, like, amazing relationship.
We do,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and I told Michael, it almost makes me cry. It's weird. I get kind of emotional because I'm thinking, I wish everyone could have that because I've had that kind of relationship. Not everyone experiences that in life.
Yeah. So
anyway, I just wanted to say that I would like to, I've told Michael in email, I'd like to clone your wife and put her in some of the churches I visited.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I know that you're not a harsh judgmental.
There have to be clones.
You know what I mean? Uppity.
Yes.
judgmental type Christian, and I appreciate that about you. And I wonder, did he send you the, I've asked Michael to send you a couple of Bjork CDs, I'm sorry, a couple of songs that I don't know if you've ever heard, but if he didn't send them, did you get those?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say I don't actually remember. This last week has been totally crazy, and of course, at my age, with my memory, you know, I get up every morning and I say the word Alzheimer's just to make sure I don't have it.
Well, one of them is a harpist, and it's just an amazing thing in London, and Bjork performed live, and the harpist does something amazing.
I do recall. I sent it to Claire, but she may not have gotten to it.
I don't think it got me yet. This last week was just insane. But I promise I will listen.
Yeah, I think you would really appreciate it. But part of why I was calling is that I have been like praying I don't fall and break my hips on this ice here. And I found this product that I don't know if anyone would want to get them, but they're called Nordic Grip. And Eastern Mountain Sports is selling them. They're like $10, no tax-free shipping on eBay. And I used them this morning. They go right across the front of my Dansko. And they're amazing. They're made in Norway. And they just started selling these. And NordicGrip.com, but Eastern Mountain Sports has them on eBay. And I am so impressed with these things. They're black. They're discreet. There's a little case. And I told my doctor, you know, I had surgery recently. My ENT walked by on this thick ice with loafers on, and I was like, he could feel the lecture coming, and he goes, I know, don't fall on the ice.
Yeah.
It's just perfect for anyone to put in their purse that lives in icy conditions,
yeah,
to just put in this little case closes, and it's so small you don't even know it's in your bag. So I wanted to mention that, and then...
That's ridiculous. Why do you need these things? Al Gore told us snow and ice is a thing of the past. You're just wasting your money. You're just frittering it away.
Oh, it's a miracle that I actually fell once, real close to home, you know, like the car wreck, right? You always get in the car close to home.
Yeah.
And I fell into a snowbank, and it was almost funny because the snowbank saved me from probably breaking something. And I even had ice cleats on that night. But these things are just good for when it's kind of questionable and just for an emergency. And then the other thing that I just love that's American-made, well, 32 North has excellent products. They're 10 times the quality of any of the Chinese stuff. I have their overshoes, and they're like hikers. Those are amazing. And then one more thing that's made in America, and that is black floss. I have been using Poe black floss. It's made in Oklahoma. This is the top quality floss. My mother always used their floss, but I didn't know they made it in
black. Is this
black.
Your company that you're pitching on the radio show
no,
here?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying these are American-made products. And if you want to put a wicked cool gift in someone's stocking, I'm serious, black floss. You know, I've had all these dental problems. It's thin and thinner. It's the high-functioning floss. And I can't buy it in Boston. I have to order it from, they sell Poe at Whole Foods in Texas. But I just wanted to mention those things because these are things that I bought and you're giving to people. And I just thought that you would want to know.
When we see a good product, you know, we do need to mention it because when we see the bad products, we're never shy about pointing it out.
No.
And absolutely. Kathy, thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to let you go here. Quick little note, just a quick story between now and the commercial break here. Apparently, crypto locker infections around the world have passed 200,000. Isn't it amazing the NSA can't seem to find these guys? Food for thought. We'll be back after these commercials.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, your next topic is?
My next topic is, and I think it's significant. Apparently, it was announced yesterday that American troops are being sent to South Sudan. What? Okay, yesterday, President Obama announced that he has deployed 45 American military personnel to allegedly protect the U.S. Embassy and Americans in this country as it teeters toward ethnic civil war. In a White House letter to the leaders of Senate and House Representatives, Obama said that although the troops were, quote-unquote, equipped for combat, they were sent only for the purpose of protecting U.S. citizens and property. I am so sorry. I cannot swallow this to save my life. And I'd like to ask President Obama if he can possibly manage to refrain from lying both to the American people and the world for his administration's agenda here, which is to keep the Chinese from developing South Sudan's oil structure, infrastructure. China has been watching rather nervously. It has stepped up its engagement with South Sudan this year, pledging about $43 million to conduct a geological survey to help the Juba government allocate mining licenses in efforts to map the country's mineral resources.
Well, we know that's the real agenda. Yeah. We're seeing that all across Africa.
Yeah.
We're going into these countries. Remember when 1 week after Germany asked for their gold back from
yes.
the New York Federal Reserve and the Bank of France, France invades Mali, which is Mali's third largest gold producer.
Oh, yes, yes. And the one thing I'd like to ask our president, if he were ever coming over here for tea, which even on his vacations, I would doubt, guys. But if I understand this and the possibility of mission creep and mission expansion exponentially to force China out of South Sudan, Mr. President, you can bet. You can bet the farm that millions of other thinking Americans understand this also.
It's a resource grab. That's
yeah,
really all it is. What is next on your list?
The next on my list is a little article about Chinese troops surrounding Tibetan monasteries and detaining monks in Driro. Apparently, the Chinese security forces have surrounded monasteries with military police and detained monks in the country, in the Tibetan Autonomous Region, which has resisted...
Doesn't sound very autonomous to me.
No. Which has been resisting forced displays of loyalty to the Chinese state. Now, I am really sorry, but in this circumstance, China absolutely has the upper hand for two reasons. Number one, they are encouraging Chinese to come to move to Tibet and to live in Tibet. They get preferential treatment for jobs and housing and schools and the whole enchilada. And
the whole egg roll.
The whole egg roll, yes. I'm sorry, I was mixing my cultural metaphors there.
Excuse me.
And the other way that they're doing it is genetically, because there are confirmed reports of forced sterilization of Tibetan women. I think, unfortunately, that this is going to happen, and there's nothing really anyone can do about
okay,
it.
Okay, but I want to take a step back here.
Yes.
I mean, what China is being accused of doing
yes.
in Tibet
mm-hmm.
is not all that dissimilar from what we've been seeing Israel do to Palestine. And
yes.
Again, we're seeing a lot of gratuitous China bashing.
Yeah.
And I would be very careful about presuming that this story is absolute 100% factual and is not
okay.
taking some other issue and attempting to spin it, because we are clearly seeing
mm-hmm.
a propaganda run up to demonize China ahead
mm-hmm.
of a potential war. And we're going to see more and more of this sort of stories coming on out there. Now, I know the issue with Tibet has been a serious one for a great many years, but again, for China to do something that overt and provocative at
mm-hmm.
this stage of the game, that shows a recklessness that normally you don't see coming out of China's government.
I would suggest that because of China's perception of Tibet as always having been a Chinese possession or territory, I respectfully disagree just a little bit.
Okay.
I think they are doing it because they can. Who's going to beat up on China right now, a nuclear-armed China that still conscripts nobody in their right mind? You know?
It could very well be true,
yeah.
but
yeah.
Again, right now, anything coming out that portrays China negatively, I want to look at very, very carefully. And going
right.
back to this lady who called in proclaiming these American products and saying much better than the ones made in China, I want
yeah.
to remind everybody,
mm-hmm.
Chinese manufacturing will make what they are asked to make by American importers.
Mm-hmm.
China is able to manufacture things this country can't manufacture, like the iPhone and the iPad.
Right.
But if an American importer, like somebody over at the big box stores, goes over to the Chinese manufacturers and
mm-hmm.
says, give me the cheapest piece of crud you can manufacture for
They'll
my
do
store,
it. They'll do
the
it.
Chinese will say, whatever you want,
yep.
and here you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we do see a lot of very badly made Chinese products, but China is able and willing to make very good products that the United States is no longer able to manufacture domestically. So, again, knowing there is an agenda to create a divide with China to block the yuan's threat against the United States. Remember, we were talking last week.
Mm-hmm.
The word in Washington, D.C. is now that the yuan has passed the euro in terms of its attractiveness as an international currency,
mm-hmm.
it is being perceived as a mortal threat, their words, to the U.S. dollar.
Right. Right, right. So we'll see how that evolves. And I'd like to kind of move over, again, talking a little bit about China and Asia. Apparently, Pakistan is poised to become a Shanghai Cooperation Associate Organization member. And this is energy politics played at the highest level. There is an initiative that's been taken by Russia for providing support to energy projects in different countries, including Pakistan. Apparently, the Express Tribune has been told by sources that a Pakistani delegation recently attended a meeting of the SCO in Moscow that formed the Energy Club. And under this forum, Pakistan is expected to get financing for gas import projects like the Iran-Pakistan pipeline, the Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan-India pipeline, TAPI, and LNG supplies to overcome the energy crisis. And I wonder if that has
anything to do with this arrested Indian diplomat who was strip searched and cavity searched. Maybe the U.S. is trying to prove to Pakistan that the U.S. is really on Pakistan's side despite all the drone killings. And so they're going to slap around this diplomat to prove that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about this and these resources that are coming together for Pakistan is that the U.S. has already lost the race to provide liquid natural gas to Pakistan. And unfortunately, it's the U.S. government's own catastrophically stupid fault by the imposition of the by the extrajudicial assassinations.
Yeah.
And given the rage and personal pain this policy has caused the people of Pakistan, and I believe that still today, NATO trucks haven't been able to use the Khyber Pass because they're being blocked and turned around trying to get stuff into Afghanistan.
Well, Putin is playing this beautifully because every time the United States angers and alienates another part of the world,
Russia
moves in with a deal. They've got a powerful economy. They're doing it in Ukraine. They're going to do it in Pakistan.
Yep.
The United States, in this tit for tat with Russia, the United States is losing, and mostly it's coming out of this very damaged thinking coming out of the State Department on our foreign policy, and maybe they're all on SSRIs.
And I do have a memo to American oil executives. This potential loss of marketplace for you can be laid squarely at the feet of the current administration. And please, when you decide who you are going to back in the next round of presidential elections, you might want to contemplate this, at least for a moment or two.
Well, they're going to back whatever politician says. We will invade Pakistan and bring them back into the American fold, because that seems to be what is where the checks are being signed. By the oil companies, by Big Pharma, by all of these, by the Federal Reserve, all these corrupting influences.
But the, you know, the way that the United States is conducting and exercising its foreign policy, all I can think of is the line from the great American comedian Ron White: "You can't fix stupid."
You definitely cannot.
Yeah.
I remember a wonderful quote that came out during the Nixon administration, during the whole Watergate scandal. And David Halberstam had written a book about all that called The Best and the Brightest, which was kind of a sarcastic comment, because Deep Throat had reported to Bob Woodward, you know, the truth is these guys aren't very bright. They're in the White House because they'll do what the president says. They're in the White House because they're willing to basically lie, cheat, and steal their way to power. But the reality is they're really not very good at thinking these things through.
No, we don't have that kind of long-term thinking in Washington.
I think when we get into the era of having autocratic presidents, they surround themselves with yes men and yes women, and that's the reason we're getting such bad thinking out of the White House. We'll be back after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five drowning harvests. Four dollar guests, three fell automakers, two melting ice caps, and the fear mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call on this Friday afternoon, and that would be Kathleen in Texas. Aloha, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike and Claire, I wanted to tell you, Claire, that your music is so inoffensive. You know, I only listen to RBN by phone. I don't have a computer or anything. And it's just, and the selections you chose, they're just, I look forward to it. And the Celebrate one's my favorite. And but I like all of them. They're just, and they seem old time. It's just very soothing and wonderful. And then I really appreciate you both regularly feeding the hungry. And one of my favorite parts of the gospel at the end of the Gospel of John,
yes.
Well, you know, I mean, where Jesus is always feeding the 5,000, the 4,000, and mm-hmm. having meals with everybody.
Yeah.
But at the end of the Gospel of John, he says Peter and the other apostles were fishing, and they saw a man on the beach. This is after Jesus died but hadn't risen yet. And they saw him there. And so he said to them, come and breakfast. And he had fixed them breakfast, fish and bread.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, that's wonderful. So I think of you guys, you're doing just what Jesus did for everybody. And I just appreciate that so much. So thank you for all you do.
We know it's important here in the community, and we've made a personal commitment. And for those people who can, it's a good thing to do, to find organizations that are helping people who are food challenged and food insecure. So thank you so much for that, and you have a lovely Christmas, okay?
Okay, now, Kathleen.
God love you both.
Kathleen, don't hang up. Don't hang up. You're going to be talking to our control room technician after we let you go here. And you had one more story that you wanted to mention today.
One more quick story, and this came out of Blacklisted News this morning. And it's the real purpose of Oakland's Surveillance Center. Oakland is building a citywide surveillance system, the Domain Awareness Center. Yikes, that sounds ominous. Or DAC. And it gained national notoriety earlier this year when some city residents voiced strong concerns about the project's privacy and civil rights implications. But what is the real purpose of this? The records that have been examined demonstrate that the DAC is an open-ended project which would create a surveillance system that could watch the entire city and is designed to easily incorporate new high-tech features in the future. And one of the uses that has piqued the interest of city staffers is the deployment of the DAC to track political protesters and monitor large demonstrations.
That's a very, very scary situation.
What it is a prototype for crushing even the most peaceful of protests in this country. Remember those that used to be allowed under the First Amendment to the Constitution? And that's why so much money is being poured into this thing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They're trying to scare you from showing up at protest marches because we will take your picture and there'll be a permanent record of you. It's another sign of dictatorship. And to me, it's another sign of just how afraid this government is that you, the people of the United States of America, have awakened from your long media-induced slumber and are onto the fraud by the private bankers, by the government, all the lies that you have been told to separate you from your wealth.
And there are three elements, you know, in my life that I've observed which can help prevent crime. Strong families, however those families shake out, a focus on quality competitive education, and strong working economies. And Mike, until and unless the city of Oakland begins to address these issues, its high crime rates will go on unabated.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Crime follows bad economy.
Yeah.
But the government says it's cheaper to put up TV cameras to watch you than to actually try and revive manufacturing. And the problem is these people in government are not manufacturers. It's not that they won't bring back manufacturing. They don't know how.
Yeah.
And they don't want to admit that because then some up-and-coming politician with a manufacturing background is going to start winning elections, and they can't have that.
No.
All right, we're getting to the top of the show. I'm going to wrap up here a couple of stories. Remember when I said this whole Duck Dynasty thing was all about PR and publicity and attracting attention? Walmart is now reporting they have completely sold out of all the Duck Dynasty merchandise. It is off the shelves. It is gone. And while America has been looking at Duck Dynasty and gay bashing on the media all day today, the Senate passed the 2014 version of the National Defense Authorization Act. Funny how nobody's looking at that. That actually might affect your life directly. Duck Dynasty doesn't affect your life. Its total viewership is only 8 million out of 330 million Americans, but that's the big headline story over at the corporate media. Speaking of Walmart and other retailers, it's been announced that this weekend, the last shopping weekend before Christmas, a lot of the major retailers are going to go to 24 hours a day trying to grab those last few pennies out of the wallets of the last few Christmas shoppers. That's how bad this holiday shopping season has been.
Those numbers are going to look dismal when they finally come in and are, you know, put together.
We're going to see a repeat of what we saw in previous years where the numbers will come in January and major retailers and manufacturers are going to say, that's it, we couldn't make up our losses for the year, and they're going to go out of business, and that will mean more unemployed Americans. Okay, now, a couple of notes before we say goodnight here and a happy weekend. Target stores is now confirming 40 million of their accounts have been compromised.
Oh, boy.
Payment card data has been stolen. 40 million of them through a security breach in their computer system. And again, with the NSA out there monitoring all of the internet, they can't find these guys. They can't find the people behind CryptoLocker. They can't find the people flooding your inbox with your email with Viagra ads and offers to help some Nigerian widow smuggle $20 million into the United States of America. And, of course, they aren't. They're not going after the criminals. They're not going after the inside traders, because the NSA is watching you to try and scare you into silence and complacency, and it isn't working. Another very alarming story coming out of Investment Watch blog. There is a new law being proposed in Congress that would mandate a remote kill switch in all smartphones being sold. So that if you are a witness to police beating up on somebody, or you're a witness to a politician saying something incredibly dumb, you will not be able to grab your smartphone and take a picture or a video recording of it, because they'll simply remotely turn off all the phones in the area. Again, that is how afraid this government is, mm-hmm. that the American people are becoming their own media and reporting the important news, the news that affects all of our lives to each other.
Right.
Now, getting back over to Edward Snowden, the former head of the CIA, James Woolsey, is saying Edward Snowden ought to be hanged as a traitor. They are now openly talking about physically invading another country to capture Edward Snowden. Senator John McCain is saying, it could cause some problems. But they're openly talking about sending a covert action team into Russia to kidnap Edward Snowden and bring him back to the United States of America to do whatever it is they plan to do with him. Russia would perceive that as a violation of their sovereignty. But again, if the United States wants to try and provoke a war with Russia,
yep.
this kind of behavior is exactly what you're going to be seeing.
Mm-hmm, an act of war.
An act of war. Right. Meanwhile, PureEnergyBlog.com is reporting they have uncovered evidence Google Search Trends is censoring news stories about Edward Snowden. They don't want him to look like he's popular and a trending topic. Meanwhile, the word out of Washington, D.C. is, in the strict letter of the law and the Constitution, it is Intelligence Director Clapper who is in big trouble, far more than Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
And Rand Paul is out there saying Clapper's crimes against the United States, against the American people and the Constitution, have hurt America far more than Edward Snowden's revelations. We're already seeing the financial hit that American cloud providers and American software providers are taking. Nobody trusts American-produced software or internet services any longer, and they are feeling the pinch on their bottom line. Obama will probably come out with a bailout, an IT bailout. We must take more money from the American people and give it to these IT companies who only did what they were told to do.
Yes, they had no responsibility whatsoever.
No responsibility. The government made them do that.
Yes, the morals of a trout.
Anyway, I think we're supposed to be hearing music right about now, so I'm going to basically wrap up here. Happy Friday. Happy last Christmas shopping season. Get out to the stores. Remember, if you don't max out those credit cards on a bunch of junk, the terrorists are going to win.
Yes.
And we'll be back on Monday. Remember, we're taking Tuesday and Wednesday off for the Christmas holiday, but we will be here on Monday. Tell all your friends. Don't forget to hit the Republic Broadcasting website and donate. Aloha America.